Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Housing advocates are celebrating their victories on Beacon Hill in what they say is one of the most productive legislative sessions for them. A bill now before Governor Charlie Baker includes giving cities and towns more incentives to build affordable housing and allowing some people to seal their eviction records. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
For years, activists and elected officials in Boston have been frustrated by having to ask permission from the legislature to carry out local housing policy. Year after year, the city council and the mayor would approve housing initiatives only to see them languish on Beacon Hill. But this time around, something changed.
The biggest thing was the autonomy the city of Boston desperately needed.
That's East Boston's city councilor Lydia Edwards. One big change she points to is that Boston can now set its own linkage fees. Linkage is the program where developers pay into a fund for affordable housing and job training. It's now $10 a square foot.
Advocates would like it to go as high as $24 a square foot. Developers don't. But that's fine. That's normal. But what was not normal is that we would have to take it to the State House. And for the first time, we're keeping it in this house.
Edwards didn't get everything she wanted in the bill, which passed in the final hours of the session Wednesday morning. A measure to ensure legal representation for tenants facing eviction failed, as did an effort to set a fee on real estate transactions in Boston. But a slate of other policies on housing advocates' wish list did make it in. Now people subject to no-fault evictions can get their records sealed. Then there's a right of first refusal provision, where tenants get a shot at buying a property that goes up for sale or assign that opportunity to a nonprofit. That measure would be up to municipalities to implement, but it's opposed by Doug Quatracci, who heads the advocacy group Mass Landlords. He says some of his members are already struggling to sell during the pandemic. Having to solicit an offer from a tenant or a nonprofit would add time to the process, and that could be disastrous for some landlords.
So if you're already in the red trying to sell to get out from under it, odds are good you're going to have to go into bankruptcy, or you'll leave the keys on the countertop and the city will take it under receivership. I'm not talking about large corporations or anything out there because they don't declare bankruptcy or go in receivership. This is going to impact a lot of small folks.
The legislation also includes the governor's own so-called housing choice initiative. That will make it easier for cities and towns to change their zoning laws and, in theory, lead to more density in affordable housing. If it does work, more units in the suburbs could take some of the housing pressure off of cities where affordable development is concentrated. Boston's housing chief Sheila Dillon is encouraged by the range of policies now before the governor, and she says it was the pandemic that drove legislators to take action.
There were a lot of competing interests and needs this year. And so I think a lot of us were concerned that there was just not enough time to get to everything. But I think what we have learned through the pandemic is that safe and reliable housing is more important than ever.
Housing advocates also have high hopes for the presidency of Joe Biden and the flipping of the U.S. Senate to Democrats after 6 years of GOP control. Joe Kreisberg, head of the group that oversees community development centers across the state, says the new year could bring a new focus on housing at the federal level.
There's an opportunity to get significant new resources from Washington, and so I'm optimistic that we're going to see the federal government come back into the affordable housing space in a big way.
In Massachusetts, Kreisberg says 2021 will be about implementing, at the local level, all the housing policies enacted by the legislature. A spokesperson for Governor Baker says he's carefully reviewing the legislation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.